Hey, I'm Sue Blaney, and I'm here interviewing Dr. Dale Angelico Hart. Dr. Angelico Hart is the principal of a public K-8 school just outside of Boston. She's been an educator for over 30 years and has several areas of concentration, including literacy and the arts. As is important to this conversation, she's worked in numerous elementary and middle schools with various grades and configurations, so she has lots of experience with children and their families around transitioning from the younger grades to middle school grades. So, Dr. Angelico Hart, welcome and thank you for speaking with us today.
That's fine. Thank you.
Well, we're happy to have you. I have five short questions for you, and the first one is, what's the best part of working with middle school age children?
Well, I guess I really like their energy. There's nothing like that if you're working with them on a project or around ideas or, decorating for a dance or something like that. They do have a very special kind of energy. Lots of times they have a great sense of humor, which sort of, plays back and forth, with their energy. Creativity, which almost seems different because you think of them as sort of conformists, but middle school is often a time for projects. I really value creativity, and you look at some of the ideas they can come up with, and it's really terrific. So there's a lot of great things about middle school age kids.
They certainly are an energetic group, no question about that. I think that's one of the wonderful things about them as well. How can parents best support their middle school student?
Well, I think the word support is in your question is an important one because that is the role it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be supporting, not actually doing some of the things. I know talking to a parent in maybe fourth or fifth grade, and they were saying sometimes how the homework can be a struggle, and the parent was thinking that they had to continue to do this. But as the kids get a little bit older, I think that that role has to change from maybe actually helping them do it to supporting them. And that can be as much as making sure you're still cleaning up the kitchen while they're doing the homework, and so your presence is still there, or getting them the supplies they need for the homework and checking in on them. But it definitely is a support role around the homework, getting them. Everyone talks about all the driving you do, but when you're doing that and getting them to a lot of new activities, that is an important role, and that's part of the support role.
Good point, yes. What would you wish that parents would do more of?
Well, I guess that support role, making sure, just asking, is your homework done? How was your English test? What did you do in social studies today? And even though you sometimes get, the answer nothing or it was fine, you have to remember that asking that question is still important. And always, if you ask a more detailed question, you're more likely to get a good answer. So instead of, how was school today, are you still working on the Greek Olympics and social studies? So you do have to keep up that and not be discouraged by not getting the kind of long, chatty answers that you might have gotten when kids were younger.
Yeah, parents do have to work on that a little bit, don't they?
Yeah.
What do you wish parents would do less of?
Well, you do have to support, and you do have to ask questions, and you do have to be there, but part of the letting go process is not doing everything, not getting too involved. You need to, of course, advocate for them, but you need to push your child to start advocating for themselves. So before you get on the phone and call the teacher, maybe try to have your child, did you check in after school because you were absent last week about the work that you missed? You can't do it all for them anymore, even though you would like to. Time magazine, I think, coined the term helicopter parents, and you don't want to be a helicopter parent who's hovering too much. You have to be sort of the guide at the side.
Right, right. It's a little bit tricky too to find that balance for parents. For parents with children who are struggling to adjust to middle school, we like to emphasize the importance of building a relationship with a school counselor. Yet in these budget-strained times, a school counselor is possibly overloaded and may be difficult to reach. So where should parents go first if they need access to help for their child?
Well, I think there's two ways, depending upon how serious the issues are, how difficult the adjustment is. The teachers are always a good resource. So one of the first things you want to maybe do is call one of the teachers. Usually the child has a team of teachers. Sometimes there's a team leader, but you can try that route, because sometimes the teachers can connect with the child and be very, very helpful. They're right there on the site. But on the other hand, if it's more serious issues, a lot of anxiety, worry, depression, and you're not able to access something through the school right away, lots of times what I tell parents or my guidance counselor is check with your pediatrician. And lots of times you think of a pediatrician as a checkup or an earache, but that is often your first line of defense for maybe getting some kind of counselor outside of the school, because the schools oftentimes don't have enough counselors to go around to all the kids that may be having some more serious issues.
That's a good point. Great. Well, that's very helpful information, and I think that the parents who will be accessing this material will really find value in it. So thank you so much, Dr. Angelico Hart. Your comments are wonderful, and we appreciate you being with us. So thank you again.
You're very, very welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.